Picture a young Secret Service agent watching the first tower of the World Trade Center collapse from her office window in Tower 7. Most people fled. She ran toward the inferno. For the next several days, Evie Pomporis worked 12-hour shifts at Ground Zero, helping survivors, supporting grieving families, and discovering something counterintuitive. Helping others became her antidote to fear. That realization forms the foundation of what it means to become bulletproof, not eliminating fear, but transforming it into purposeful action. We're not born fearless. We're born with only two innate fears, falling and loud sounds. Everything else, spiders, public speaking, rejection, failure, we learn from parents, culture, news, and personal experience. Each generation develops its own societal anxieties. The 1950s feared communism, the 1960s assassinations, the 1970s oil crises. Today, we fixate on statistically rare dangers like mass shootings, 1 in 614 million odds, while ignoring far more probable threats like car accidents, 1 in 102 chance annually. Media sensationalism hijacks our risk assessment, making the uncommon seem inevitable. True bulletproof thinking begins with understanding that fear itself isn't the enemy. It's how we respond to it that determines whether we survive or crumble. When danger strikes, your body activates before conscious thought, flooding with norepinephrine and adrenaline, triggering sweaty palms, racing heart, dilated pupils. No single response is universally correct. Sometimes fighting is suicide. Sometimes freezing saves your life. Understanding your instinctive pattern matters more than judging it. Pomporis grew up imprisoned by fear. Her Greek immigrant parents, traumatized by 1980s New York violence, kept her constantly indoors. When accepted to Brooklyn Tech High School, her mother refused. Brooklyn was too dangerous. At 23, she joined the NYPD Academy. Her parents stopped speaking to her. Their silence only strengthened her resolve. Building mental armor requires introducing micro-stressors through hormesis, like vaccines building immunity or weightlifting creating micro-tears that strengthen muscles. Secret Service training deliberately overwhelmed agents with simultaneous demands so they could function under extreme cognitive loads. The formula? Expose yourself to small stressors, observe your fear response, adjust, overcome through incremental improvement, and repeat. Holocaust survivor research revealed something profound. Those who led normal lives afterward had developed a plastic shield, mental sovereignty protecting their inner psychological space. This mental armor insulates you against toxic people and situations, allowing you to put yourself out there without fear of criticism or rejection. Address fear while it's still small. During George W. Bush's 2005 inauguration, Pomporis endured 12 hours in freezing temperatures, developing frostbite that turned her feet blue. Rather than surrender to this irrational fear of cold, she conditions herself through cold showers, running in adverse weather, and surfing the Atlantic in January. Just as the Secret Service avoids putting the president in dangerous hot zones, identify and avoid environments and relationships undermining your mental well-being. Take inventory of your social circles. Do certain people diminish your self-worth or leave you feeling depleted? When toxic people can't be avoided, physically remove yourself. What firearms training calls getting off the X. Society misperceives walking away as weakness, but immediately confronting every aggressor often stems from protecting pride, not demonstrating strength. True strength lies in selectively choosing which battles to fight. Admiral Jim Stockdale survived 7 years as a Vietnam POW. He observed that optimists died of broken hearts. They'd say, "We'll be out by Christmas," and when Christmas passed, their spirits broke. When difficulties arise, replace "I can't believe this is happening" with "This is happening, so now what?" Accepting your situation is the first step to overcoming it. Sometimes we address the wrong problem, like treating ankle pain when misaligned hips are the real issue. When solutions repeatedly fail, reassess whether you're tackling the right challenge. Research shows humans have limited mental bandwidth for problem solving. Dwelling on insurmountable problems impairs our ability to handle future challenges. Before moving toward solutions, process your emotions. Give yourself a designated grieving period, 1 hour to a week depending on severity, then commit to moving forward. Without an expiration date, temporary responses become habits. After 9/11, Pomporos found purpose helping others at Ground Zero, echoing Viktor Frankl's Auschwitz observation, finding meaning in suffering enables resilience. Consider the difference between look what I became and look what became of me. The first shows ownership, a powerful mental attitude. The second reveals passivity and powerlessness. Powerful attitudes take ownership and recognize your ability to change course. Throughout her Secret Service career, Pomporos witnessed leaders endure relentless criticism while maintaining composure. President Clinton's genuine curiosity about others, Hillary Clinton's fortitude marching in NYC's gay pride parade when few politicians dared, George H.W. Bush personally thanking every yacht staff member at an exclusive party. These leaders demonstrated exceptional character under pressure, embodying virtues that transcend political differences. Protection means anticipating threats before they materialize. The Secret Service operates on prevention. 90% of protection happens before incidents occur. The Presidential Protective Division uses two teams. The advanced team creates security layers ahead of time, while the shift team forms the innermost protective layer, reacting if threats penetrate. Apply this proactive approach by identifying safe houses, secure locations for emergencies. Pomporos always mapped key sites, Trauma 1 hospitals, police departments with generators, fire stations, and designated meeting points. Know these locations near your home, work, and school. Memorize routes so you can respond intuitively during crisis. Navigation apps fail when cell service collapses, as it did on 9/11. Large events like stadium concerts are hard targets, vulnerable due to the three Ps: people, crowds, place, density, and press, media coverage. Don't shield children from safety discussions, educate them. Teach safe houses, routes, and emergency protocols. Most critically, teach children to fight back. According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, 70% of kids escaped abduction attempts between 2000 and 2016 by fighting back. Empower children to yell, scream, kick, or bite to defend themselves. The shift team practices situational awareness, recognizing danger while staying present. Spend the first 5 minutes anywhere assessing your environment. This habit lets you relax while remaining prepared. Predators target distracted people lost in smartphones. If you don't see danger coming, fighting skills won't matter. In law enforcement, cover stops bullets. Tree trunks, heavy furniture. Concealment hides you but offers no protection. During emergencies, people flee toward familiar entrances, creating bottlenecks. Always locate secondary exits. Going against traffic is safer. Choose wall seats with full visibility. In theaters and concerts, position yourself near secondary exits. Upon arrival, identify two egress points on opposite sides, locate cover and concealment, and spot improvised weapons, silverware, hot coffee, chairs. Throughout her career, Pomporos' instincts kept her safe. When late-night runs feel off, she turns around immediately. Our unconscious mind detects warning signals before conscious awareness. Never let politeness override self-protection. When a Chinese general shoved Pomporos through a door at the G20 summit in Mexico, she immediately retaliated, grabbing his suit and pushing back. He attacked again with reinforcements, choking her against a wall before colleagues intervened. Her effectiveness came from mental conviction. She believed in her purpose and responsibilities, leaving no room for debate about her authority. Without conviction, you'll lose before the first punch is thrown. Creating a bulletproof mindset requires becoming a counter-predator rather than a victim. Predators target those perceived as weak, who won't fight back. Research shows criminals select victims by body language, slumped walk, passive behavior, lack of awareness. Present yourself with vigilance, shoulders back, head up, making eye contact, and predators seek easier targets. Forget fancy self-defense moves from TV. They're useless in real confrontations. When assaulted, fine motor skills and clear thinking disappear. Focus on simple, violent strikes to vulnerable areas, groin, shin, throat, eyes, using powerful elbows and knees to create distraction and escape. The goal isn't prolonged combat, but striking effectively and running. Despite her training, sparring with her much larger husband delivered a reality check. When he pinned her during jiu-jitsu practice, she couldn't move and felt genuine fear. Everyone should discover their physical limitations through actual training. Today, she confronts her deepest fear, watching her father die from pancreatic cancer. True bulletproof resilience isn't eliminating fear, it's finding strength to bear the unbearable and making choices despite terrible circumstances. You are the hero you've been waiting for. Now act like it